Gary, what is COSIA? What does that mean?
COSIA stands for Canada's Oil Sands Innovation Alliance, and we're a new legal entity formed in March of 2012. We're comprised and supported by 14 of the oil sands producers that account for the majority of oil sands production.
And why is this coming now? What's the driver behind this?
So the focus of COSIA is to accelerate environmental performance improvements in the oil sands region. And COSIA was created based on the progress made by existing organizations like CONRAD and OSLI, the Oil Sands Leadership Initiative, and CONRAD, Canadian Oil Sands Network Research and Development, and the Oil Sands Tailings Consortium. And those groups provided proof of concept. By working together, we are truly better. We're more efficient, we're more effective, and that's how we can advance environmental performance at an accelerated rate.
How did they recognize this?
The CEOs, in their initial discussions, asked ways in which they could accomplish environmental performance acceleration in the oil sands. And they produced what is called the McKenzie Report. And the McKenzie Report, largely amongst other things, said that if you can harness the collective innovation from the existing oil sands companies and the environmental programs that they have, that we can accelerate the rate of environmental performance in the oil sands region by working together, by being more efficient, by being more effective.
Well, those are good goals and objectives, but how are you actually going to achieve this?
I think we're going to achieve it in several ways. The first one is that COSIA as a structure receives direct input from CEOs, very senior level managers. We also receive strategic and technical input from a group of vice presidents. And we've structured COSIA into delivering environmental performance acceleration in four areas: the areas of water, land, greenhouse gases, and tailings. And each of those will develop and publicly communicate environmental performance goals.
Now, you mentioned the four environmental priorities, but water and land, why are they separated?
Water really relates to industrial process water, things like the amount of water required to produce a barrel of oil. So it's more of an industrial process water approach. The land environmental priority area is really landscape. It includes reclamation and remediation, and also things related to surface waters like wetlands and fens and bogs and streams and rivers.
Now, in order to get to that point, one of the things you're looking at is innovation, and you're looking at environmental priorities. But how are you going to share this information if everybody is actually putting money into it? Doesn't that kind of go against the business sense of competing against one another?
The COSIA model is unique. The CEOs and other very senior managers have recognized that there are benefits of working together, and we call this leverage. Under the COSIA model, companies will share technologies related to water processing, reclamation, remediation, greenhouse gases, and tailings technologies. So it is about sharing ideas that will advance the sector as a whole, and that allows them to report on regional environmental performance improvements.
What is your role with COSIA?
As the director of the Land Environmental Priority Area Committee, I work with 14 representatives, one from each of the main oil sands producers. My job is several fold. The first is to conceptualize the goals that we will identify, work with the people from the oil sands sector to come up with strategies, to come up with a roadmap by which we can develop action on the ground to deliver identifiable performance improvement in the larger oil sands region.
This is actually the wind-up for the Environmental Research and Reclamation Group, part of CONRAD. This is actually the third symposium that I've been to, and I've listened to an awful lot of presentations on the research that they've been doing over the last 5 or 6 years. How is it that COSIA is going to be replacing this group?
COSIA is really the industry or the sector's logical manifestation, building on the great successes of ERG. For example, ERG brought in $23 million of industry funding. There was substantive matching through the Natural Sciences and Engineering Research Council of Canada and through industries and other organizations. A collaboration of 20 universities, 6 industrial partners, 70 principal investigators, over 200 masters and PhD graduates. They produced over 600 peer-reviewed publications and presentations. The difference with COSIA is firstly to build upon those incredible successes of ERG, but also to make a more concerted effort to take that intellectual capacity to transition from research innovation to research application. And that allows us to capture the great ideas and convert them into measurable, deliverable, accelerated pace in environmental performance in the oil sands.
Thank you very much, Gary.
You're welcome. Thank you.